You're listening to Bobby Cruz Jr.'s Daily Devotional, the podcast ministry of Pastor Bobby Cruz Jr., Senior Pastor of Casa de Alabanza, CDA Miami. In each of these devotionals, you'll walk away with a practical teaching that you can apply in your daily walk with Jesus Christ. Right now, here's Pastor Bobby Cruz Jr. with today's message.
If you hope to accomplish something worthwhile, you must understand that great things take time. A great business, a great family, marriage or kids takes time. Who you hope to be and what you hope to do will not only take time, it will also have to stand the test of time. Because before you can reach your best, you'll first have to go through a period of injustice and pain. It takes 9 months of discomfort and pain to bring a child into this world, and many difficult and frustrating years before you can raise that child to become a successful adult. It took Moses 40 frustrating years of circling the desert before the people of Israel could enter into the promised land. As a teenager, David was anointed king, but before he could sit on the throne, he had to go through 15 years of incredible hardship. And even though it took only 52 days for Nehemiah to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, those 52 days were preceded by years of frustrating preparation. Proverbs 13 verse 12 says, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life." Unfortunately, our present generation is high on self-esteem, but low on tolerance and pain. Waiting or paying the price is not something people like to do today. They see injustice and pain as a reason to quit, but God sees injustice and pain as a framework through which to develop greatness. The problem is that quitting sickens the heart. You'll become sick of crying and complaining that others seem to be getting ahead while it seems like you're being left behind. If you're not patient, eventually you'll move on, but you'll also miss out. When God wants to do something worthwhile, He will take His time. He always saves His best for last. You'll need to learn to actively wait on God, preparing and being attentive. Yes, it can be very frustrating, but when what you long for is accomplished, it's like a tree of life. In the Bible, the tree of life stands as a symbol of God's life-giving presence and the fullness of earthly and eternal life. In other words, when you accomplish what you hope for, it will become a source of God's ongoing physical and spiritual life for you. So remember, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life.